Hey, I'm Michaela Lafrac, the host of Vermont Edition. The podcast you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. Happy listening. The music industry has long been a bit of a cis boys club, especially in areas like sound design and lighting. But that is changing, in part because of grassroots efforts, like what's going on in Brattleboro. The town has long been home to a vibrant community of musicians and artists. The Stone Church, an arts organization and venue in Brattleboro, is in the midst of its second annual Girls to the Front series. Its goal is to get more women, trans, and non-binary people involved in the music industry. Erin Skaggs is the Stone Church's programming and community outreach director. Erin, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michaela. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're glad you're here. And listeners, as we talk about the Girls to the Front series, we'd love to hear from you, especially if you have participated in it last year, its first year. You can give us a call at 800-639-2211. Or if you're just a fan of the Stone Church in Brattleboro, tell us about what you've done there. Our email is vermontedition@vermontpublic.org. So, Erin, give us the basics. What is Girls to the Front? When did it get kicked off? Tell us about it.
Sure, I'd love to. Girls to the Front at Stone Church began several years ago as these one-off shows put together by some community members partnering with us, and it served as a fundraising vehicle for the Women's Freedom Center, which is a crisis resource center for women in southern Vermont. We did that a handful of times, and then, of course, COVID happened. We did one more post-COVID, and then we sat down and took a look at the program and felt really compelled to make it much more expansive, much more impactful. And so that was our first season last year. In that iteration, we decided we would make a big sort of statement and have all of our March shows feature bands that have representation of women, trans, and non-binary folks. I think you often hear about places doing a show here and there. Trying to program an entire month of shows is an absolutely behemoth task. And so I have to tip my hat to Stone Church, the owner, Robin Johnson, because I think it speaks to his commitment to the spirit of the program, that he committed to that. And we also did production workshops. So last season, every week during the month of March, we did free production workshops, no registration, no fee to participate. And those were very basic intro to sound. So stage management, wrapping cables, what is a sound wave, that sort of thing. And when all was said and done, we engaged about 65 people.
Mm, wow.
And then the April 1st came around. And we reflected on the program. We felt really good about its growth, and we immediately started looking ahead to this year. And our two overarching goals this season have been greater inclusivity. So, you know, our program title is sort of inherently gendered. And so we're constantly navigating that and trying to be nimble and intentional, because we want this to serve and to speak to anyone that has experienced gender inequity. So that means trans and non-binary folks in addition to women.
And I should note, the series is called Girls to the Front. Girls is spelled G-R-R-R-L-S, not the traditional way, if you're looking for it online.
Yes. We hope that it feels more inclusive and also more fierce.
I love that. Yeah, so as you said, the program's goal in part is to increase participation in the music industry from lots of different types of people. From your experience and what you've heard, what's different for women and trans and non-binary people who are trying to get a foothold in the music industry?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just that there are not all that many folks like that currently in the industry. If you look at the production sphere, for example, the vast majority of folks working in production are cisgendered men. And so creating space for women and trans and non-binary folks there feels absolutely paramount. I think it's just most important to think of it. It can be difficult to occupy space in places where traditionally you haven't been represented there, is the biggest thing.
Now, we have a clip on hand from a performance by Thus Love. It's a Brattleboro band that's participated in your program. Before we play the clip, what can you tell us about the band?
Yeah, Thus Love is a really exciting band. Pretty young. They're all in their mid-20s. And they played their first ever show right here at Stone Church in Brattleboro. They're incredibly dynamic to watch. Their music is played worldwide now. They started here, but now they're touring Europe. They've played festivals in South America. They're at South by Southwest right now. And they all have pretty widely varying gender expressions, which makes them an even more vibrant and interesting band. They did our kickoff show on March 2nd. And really knocked it out of the park. They just hyped the crowd up. They're so much fun to watch.
Well, let's take a listen to a clip from that show. I love it. Bringing some rock and roll to the church.
Absolutely.
Any other outstanding participants that you'd like to highlight? Who else has gone through the program?
So in terms of our shows, something we're really excited about is a show happening tonight, actually. We have the band Cool 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 in-house. It is a big band. Several members from the band Turquoise, sort of funk, soul, super danceable and energetic, and they're playing in-house tonight. We also have two nights with Rubble Bucket coming up at the end of the month, so the 30th and 31st. Rubble Bucket is based out of Western Mass, and they're incredible. Hannah Mohan from And the Kids will be opening both nights. The first night's sold out, but there's still a chance for you to grab tickets for that second night. We have some great shows this year.
And for people who are listening and want to get involved, actually participate in the series, not just as a audience member, is it possible to jump in now? What should people know?
Right. If you want to get involved in the program, we would absolutely love you to reach out, and you can either call us, you can email me at info@stonechurchvt.com. And there are a number of ways to plug into the program. Obviously, you can come to the shows, grab a ticket, come see our shows. We also have been, building a pretty strong community by hosting monthly meetups with expert speakers. So, for example, we've had Emily Lichter, who manages Lake Street Dive, amongst other bands, come and speak about the artist-manager relationship, how you get a manager, what that relationship looks like. Wednesday next week, we'll be hosting Sue Killam from Mass Mocha, and she'll be speaking about what it's like to run a giant arts organization like Mass Mocha. Another way to get involved is through our production workshops. As you mentioned earlier in the program, we have newly launched sound tech and light design courses. They're both 12 weeks long. Our tech director, Dan Richardson, is currently teaching the sound tech class, and Dale Doucette is teaching our light design course. He's run lights for bands like Journey, Heart, New Kids on the Block, Brian Adams. He's got some really great stories.
Wow. I bet.
The education piece is really exciting because I think that they have potential to be incredibly impactful. Because I look at each one of our students, and I can absolutely see that each of them is going to leave our program, going out into the world, and making their own mark and creating their own impact. And I think that's where the impact of a program like this can be almost exponential.
Mm. And as we talk about your students, as I understand it, there's a huge age range here, right? It's not just, you know, young people or people who are very early on in their careers.
No, not at all. Yeah, our students run the gamut. Our youngest, I believe, is 15. And some of our students are in their 40s, approaching 50, and all of the ages in between. Very different walks of life, even pretty different reasons for coming to the program. Some truly do want to pursue music as a career. One of our youngest students is very clear that she's choosing to pursue music production as an alternative to the traditional college pathway. Hmm. And so part of our work is, you know, we've spent 12 weeks with her, and now we're looking ahead to see what are the next steps. You know, is there employment either at a venue or through a paid internship? Our work is also connecting her with the next stage to this track. We have several musicians who came to the program because they want to show up at their shows feeling more comfortable advocating for their sound and being more familiar with the tech. So there's a huge range.
Hmm. Well, what one last thing before we let you go. You seem to be in growth mode with all these exciting programs that you're talking about. You've partnered with venues from Burlington to Brooklyn to Massachusetts. Do you have plans to keep expanding?
Yeah, this program, I think the sky is the limit. I feel like it's all about the coalition building and the partnerships. As you mentioned, we've grown to be multi-state and multi-organization. I think it could go really far and get really big. The sky's the limit.
Mm. Well, Erin Skaggs, the Stone Church's Programming and Community Outreach Director, thanks so much for joining us and telling us about Girls to the Front.
I'm happy to do it. And again, I really appreciate you bringing me on the show.